This free program is paid for by the listeners of WBAI New York. If you're not already a member, think about joining us to help keep free speech alive.
Art, film, music, and fashion, AFP is hosting their second annual Clash of the Artists competitions. Clash of the Artists is the first competition of its kind where artists from across the globe compete for unique opportunities and prizes in an interactive environment. The judging process allows the online community to view short films, listen to music, and see the work of artists and designers from New York to China. Clash of the Artists will culminate with a special live finals multimedia event in March 2008. For more information, please visit artforprogress.org.
This is your local election supervisor, Dale Ratner. Due to a court order, the 2007 local station board election is on hold indefinitely. If you have not mailed in your ballot yet, please hold on to it. If you have not received a ballot, please wait before requesting a replacement. More information and further instructions will be given when they are available.
There, that's the one that I wanted to play. Yes, in case you have any doubts about the apparent reality that WBAI is in crisis, you've now just been officially disabused of them. There is a message on the wall here. It says, producers and engineers, please announce many times throughout the day, from now through Friday midnight. And yet, mysteriously, it doesn't give a date. So are we to assume that was last Friday and this is no longer... It's obsolete. You believe it's obsolete. Okay, Max says it's obsolete. In other words, that Friday was last Friday, and it is another symptom of the endemic dysfunction at this place. It's still on the wall. Multiple copies of it taped to the wall here in Master Control. Well, anyway, just for the sake of full disclosure, it reads, due to a court order, please do not bring your WBAI LSB election ballots to WBAI. There will not be drop-off ballots on Friday, November 23rd. Please send your ballots by U.S. mail to the P.O.B. The deadline for receiving ballots through the mail has been extended. Thank you, and happy holidays. Okay, now, I don't mean to put you on the spot here, Max, but what is your opinion of what this means for people like me who, in fact, did bring their... ballots to WBAI, because that's exactly what I did. I brought my ballot here and filled it out and dropped it in a box right here on the premises of 120 Wall Street.
Well, my understanding is that people who either applied for replacement ballots before the deadline or voted on that Friday of the deadline will likely have their votes counted. People who sent them in later or... It's up in the air. It's up to a judge at this point. The ballots were sealed and impounded, the ones that were in the post office box by the deadline, and the rest is pending. Pacifica's lawyer needs to answer the court charges. There are some questions as to why, when the national election supervisor, extended the voting deadline to a week after the original deadline because some ballots were mailed late. There's a question out there as to why they mailed out ballots from California to New York on the day of the last day of voting.
Oh, that would explain why they were late.
Yeah. So people requested replacement ballots. And where the hell are the headphones that are supposed to be here? Oh, what a place. What a place. So that's all in question. And, you know, many people who requested a replacement ballot never got that either. A lot of them came after all of the deadlines had passed, many of them, actually.
Right. So when you say the deadline, I'm confused.
Well, the deadline was extended by the election supervisor. However, according to the bylaws of the Pacifica Foundation, the election was supposed to start on October 15th. Ballots were supposed to be mailed, and they were all... entries had to be returned and not postmarked, but received in the mailbox, in the post office box, by the 15th of November. So some would argue that any that arrived after that fact are not valid. Although, does the election supervisor have the authority to extend the election? And if so, are they not responsible to mail replacement ballots in a timely fashion and not on the last day
of voting? The authorities, I mean the government authorities, have been brought to bear on this question. So is a judge going to rule at some point as to whether the ones who came in after the 15th are valid?
From what I read from the plaintiffs in the case, the Pacifica lawyer has until the 20-something, first or third, if memory serves, to, you know, bring his case before the judge.
But he's arguing what? That they should or that they shouldn't be counted?
I don't know. I'm not privy to the thoughts or notes of the Pacifica lawyer.
And who are the litigants, to your understanding?
Well, let's see. Mitch Cohen, who is a currently elected listener member of the board. Sydney Smith. Frank Lefevre. I don't remember the list of names, but you can find it easily enough online at various locations. Those are some of them.
And they went to state civil court,
yeah, I don't. I'm not sure what court it is, but it's down the block here. Take your pick.
Okay, right.
And some people actually recognized the judge's name and thought that he was a good judge. So.
Well, I'll poke around on the internet and see if we can find more information. But
what's that site? I can't think of the name of the website. You can find dozens of links to it on the Blue Board, I'm sure.
In other words, there's another site which the Blue Board links to, which has got the relevant information.
The Jamie Ross website, the name of which I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, I mean, all these websites are
I believe he's another person.
Partisan.
Plaintiff,
right?
In the case.
Yes. Just making clear that all of these sources are partisan. I don't believe there's any objective information about any of this, except, of course, what you'll get over the airwaves of the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade.
What are we supposed to announce? I forget. If you didn't get a ballot, there are people who want that information. If you think you are a member of WBAI, some people, there were two mailings from the various parties involved in the election, one from the so-called ACE interest group and one from the Justice and Unity interest group. And supposedly, all of these flyers about the election were mailed to the exact same list of addresses and members. So if you got one, you should have gotten all of them. And if you got flyers and no ballot, that's a problem. If you got flyers and no ballot, or whatever, the reverse of what I said originally.
Right.
Any of these are a problem that need to be addressed. Now, apparently,
I would fall into that category. I got a flyer from ACE. I got a mailing from ACE, and I didn't get a ballot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you are slightly different because you're staff, so there's a difference between.
But you see, I'm both, Max.
I'm a member
of the station, too.
Doesn't matter. Your only vote that counts is staff.
Well, I know
staff
that.
Staff supersedes your listener ballot.
You're right. I'm aware of that.
Okay.
But do they actually get around to not mailing me one? Because they, I mean, yes, apparently they.
No, I got two. I got one of each. I got one of one and two of the other.
There you go.
I got everyone's extra ballot.
And I got none. So wonderful. Or what should I be looking for here? I'm trying to find whose site? Jamie's site?
Jamie's site.
Yeah, how do I find that? What should I search for? I searched for judge.
I don't recall what it's, you know, I mean, several weeks ago, everyone was appending the address to their emails, to their messages there, but I don't remember what it is. I guess no one listening knows.
Well, maybe we'll.
I don't see the phone ringing.
Plunge into the unknown and take. Don't worry, it'll ring. It'll ring. I have no doubt. Well, let's see. While I continue to look for that. The other astonishingly good news is that,
I don't know if this is, what, that news? The really good news?
Well, I don't know. You seem to be second guessing me.
Go ahead. Go ahead with your good news.
Well,
I could use some good news.
Well, I was being completely sarcastic.
Ah.
Yes.
That's why I don't know if that's a wise thing to announce, because I don't know if it's officially announced anywhere.
Oh. Okay. All right. So we'll hold off on that.
The fact that it's even worse than anyone ever thought. Oh, my. I think we would have to get an agent from the CPB to come and explain the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, so are we constrained from talking about what, in fact, we know and acknowledging what we don't know?
I don't know what we're, you know, I mean, I don't know. I would hate to go off half-cocked and announce things without, you know, having some form of backup outside of, you know, posts and rumors and innuendos.
Okay, well then, I'll tell you what. Why don't we cut to some music while we consider exactly what we are going to try to find the relevant links on the internet for more information and consider exactly what information we are at liberty to divulge at this time. And then, well, I should say that it's now 10 minutes after midnight.
And Anne-Marie's train is running late.
And Anne-Marie hopefully is on her way. But we don't know that, because Anne-Marie seems to have...
communication issues.
Issues, yes. So, anyway, this is me, Bill Weinberg, schmoozing with Max Schmid on the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade about the rather precarious state of WBAI at the moment. So why don't we take... Actually, this is not going to be a little musical break. This is going to be a rather long musical break. And just in the tradition of late-night radio at WBAI, and particularly of the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade, we're going to play something which is a little bit weird. Ready for something a little bit weird? There's more. Hang on. We're still digging for information. Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Oh,
Okay, here we are again. No, what's going on here? What? Oh, here we are again. Okay, okay. Yeah, well, that was... Okay, first I should say, I could give a station break, that it's 12:38 in the a.m. here in listener-supported, non-commercial, WBAI 99.5 FM for the moment. And this is the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade with me, Bill Weinberg, and we got Max Schmid schmoozing with us tonight.
And NORAD has tracked Anne-Marie somewhere over the North Pole headed towards Christmas.
And we were just listening to a group called Metadomus. I don't know what the word Metadomus means, and I know very little about the group, except that what it says on the label, they're available from Tarindonesia, a label from Indonesia. Metamorphoka, Indonesian music. There you go. Metamorphoka. That's actually a very good name for it. Metamorphoka music.
You should be hitting the button on yourself every time you say that name.
I don't believe that's the implication.
Oh, okay.
Max, dirty mind. As
the engineer, I tend to hear these things
and hit
the button.
Yes.
Better to be safe than sorry.
Well, you know, we would have been completely innocent if you hadn't opened your mouth. But anyway, metamorphoka, as in folkloric music, right? Indonesian music is a new contemporary Indonesian music group established in 2003, led by the extraordinary talented Indonesian Minangkabau West Sumatra composer Syahri Lal, and three other musicians, Adir Zaldi, Nasrul Zien, and Risyadul Paman. Please forgive me if I am mangling their names. Based on strong Indonesian music with the spirit of traditional culture, Metadomus have created this music contemplative for reflection, inspiration, and enlightenment. Chinese atmosphere and Buddhism ritual enrich this unique blend of music composition. It says in their somewhat stilted English, and I will forgive their stilted English if they will forgive my bad pronunciation. Okay, guys, so we're even. That, once again, Metadomus, Metamorphoka, Indonesian music, and a very appropriate name because precisely they're you know, weird and avant-garde and contemporary and experimental, and yet based in very traditional forms and modalities and instrumentation. Certainly we started off in that very exuberant cut that we opened with the czar. I'm not quite sure if they call it the czar in Indonesia, but that instrument which is called the czar in the Turkish world and the gaita in the Arab and Berber worlds and the nadaswaram in India. Basically, the much more powerful and robust equivalent of what in the Western world is known as the oboe. So, good stuff. I like this quite a lot, and this was laid on me by an Indonesian friend of mine. If you're listening tonight, a shout-out to you. You know who you are. So, maybe we'll hear a little bit more of Metadomus later on in the evening. But I should just mention briefly that WBAI, and in particular the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade, is one of the few places, perhaps the only place with the possible exception of KCR on the dial here in New York City, where you can hear really weird music. And, you know, I mean, it's not for everybody, but some people out there who like weird music, and I'm certainly one of them. And, you know, there's a few fellow souls out there who appreciate what we do, I'm sure, and I just want to say that, you know, this does not appear to be empty alarmism. You know, I mean, we say it all the time, and you think it's a dirty trick to get your money during the marathons. Well, right now there is no marathon, and we're saying it anyway. BAI appears to be in jeopardy. The survival of this place is looking increasingly questionable, I'm afraid. Now, we've decided...
You're a pessimist.
Am I indeed
only
a pessimist?
Only an enemy of the people would say such a thing.
I believe I detect a note of sarcasm here, Max. Well, there's a lot of interesting developments.
We'll move to Brooklyn, everything will be fine.
Move to Brooklyn and everything will be fine?
We'll give everyone a string and a tin can and everything will be fine. All of our listeners.
What's the Brooklyn reference?
Well, you know, it's a lot cheaper than here in Manhattan on Wall Street.
Oh, you mean we should actually move the premises to Brooklyn?
Yes. Staten Island? I don't know. Where would you like? The Bronx?
Well, does it make that much difference as long as the signal is...
As long as we can't get any guests or our staff to show up there, I think it would be a fine
Well, wait
choice.
A minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Max, what difference does it make where we're actually broadcasting from as long as the signal is going out over the Empire State
Building? Oh, no, we got to get out of the Empire State Building, too. And it's far too expensive, and we're just paying, you know, Jewish landlords and stuff.
I thought the Empire State Building was owned by Japanese landlords.
Oh no, it's this building where we're paying Jewish landlords. Oh, I'm right. Just kind of talking BAI talk.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
On your show. Thank you. As a paid staff member, at least this week. I think I'm just trying to point out that I'm hearing some awfully harebrained schemes.
Well, the one which they've been
to save money around
right,
here.
Well, the one which they've apparently been knocking around. I'm getting this all from secondary sources, but is the notion of actually selling the spot on the airwaves, so we would no longer be at 99.5, but at some.
Yeah, good luck finding a replacement spot, though. In case anyone's checked lately, the New York dial is full. You're not going to find another location in the New York City area.
Except way out at the outer fringes, possibly.
Well, only if you can find, you know, only if some college station wants to swap up to the center of the dial and has the multi-millions of dollars to do it. Not terribly likely, I would venture to say.
All right, so is it your opinion that this idea is being bandied about with any degree of seriousness?
Oh, or? Well, there's a recovery, an emergency recovery plan. Which I don't know how at liberty I am to discuss, but, you know, I mean, they're certainly looking to move out of this location, which the last estimate said would cost about $4 million.
Right, so, okay,
can
I ask two questions? First of all, if it's going to cost so many millions of dollars, how is it going to save us money?
Well, because when we buy our own property on our own building, we won't be paying rent anymore. We'll be paying a mortgage.
So we'd be going back to, like, when we had the church?
Except I don't think we actually... I'm not sure if we owned the church or if it was a rental deal at
I
the time.
I thought we did own the church.
So did I, but I think someone has told me we did. I don't know.
It was before my time.
Anyway. We lost it anyway, so, yes. You know, why cry about that fiasco?
Or why even bother
history?
To bring it up, exactly. Okay, the second question is, who are the they?
Basically, there's a fellow... who is the chief financial officer of the Pacifica Network who issued this paper.
Oh.
And, you know, among the things they're looking at are, you know, as I said, moving out of the Empire State Building, which would be suicidal. But, you know, I don't know where they think they can put a broadcast tower that would have anywhere near their reach. You know, our transmitter is not 50,000 watts. It's 50,000 effective watts, meaning that because of the height of the Empire State Building, we reach far more people than we would from any other transmitter at the power of our transmitter.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way you can swap that out to save rent money. You know, maybe we should start looking instead at why we can't raise the rent money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why our income is
all right,
so
before we get to that, this individual, does he have a name? Does he or she have a name?
Lonnie Hicks, I believe, is his name. Been in that position for a couple of years now.
In Berkeley, I assume, or in California?
I think he's headquartered there, yes. Yeah. He's been here. He gave us a lecture one time with a slideshow and everything.
And when and where did he put forth this proposition?
I got it through the Finance Committee. Of BAI.
You got it through...
Well, I'm on the Finance Committee of WBAI, and mm-hmm. This was a document that was handed out called the Recovery Plan.
Okay, so you actually saw a document.
Yes.
This is like a bureaucratic thing which is now in motion.
Well, it's a bunch of, you know, points of things to look into to save money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know how much thought went into it or, you know... It seems like a lot of ideas that haven't been explored.
And is
properly.
This a network-wide solution, or is this just like a BAI thing?
This is the BAI recovery plan.
Although
if BAI goes down, it drags the rest of the network with it.
One would think.
Excuse me, foundation. It's not a network, it's a foundation. It was pointed out to me by a longtime staff person.
Isn't it both?
I like to think so, but... It's the foundation that owns five radio stations, whether it's a network.
Oh, I think that makes it at least de facto a network. Anyway, we're like debating semantic points here. So, all right, so this is a recovery plan for BAI, in other words, not for the Pacifica entity.
Well, the Pacifica entity is not failing the way BAI is.
Well, is that in fact the case? I mean,
based on what information?
Right, exactly. Based on what information? Because I thought that, I mean, some of the things which we're going to save for another program, because we don't quite feel that we're yet at liberty to discuss them over the airwaves tonight, would seem to concern the rest of the stations.
Yes,
as well.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, but the so-called recovery plan, which is in this document, specifically concerns WBAI.
Yes, because it's WBAI that's hundreds of thousands of dollars in the red, mm-hmm. and owing the national office, you know, money that we have not been able to pay our fair share of the network or foundation expenses.
Okay, so we would appear to have two converging crises here, one of finance and the other of political legitimacy, with the elections thrown into some degree of question, it would appear.
Yes, it's hard to say whether the election as conducted will be counted, whether they'll call for a new election. You know, there are many ways that the judge could rule, and I'm not going to speculate one way or the other what's going to happen in this election, except to say that we won't know for several weeks, at least until I think the next court date is just before Christmas, and I don't think there will be a ruling before January.
Okay. Now, I don't really have a clear sense of what either side here wants in terms of whether, you know, which ballots are to be counted and which are to not be counted. Do you have a clear sense of this?
No. I think that's open to the judge's discretion. Mm-hmm. I don't know what people are asking for. You know, I was rather surprised that this whole thing.
Okay, let's engage in a little journalistic experiment here, shall we? I am going to read two documents which are on the internet from presumably. From two parties to the conflict, or observers, I should say, not even parties to the conflict, but two observers to the conflict, which would presumably have different points of view. One is from glib.com, which is, of course, the website which is maintained by R. Paul Martin, producer with Pickles of the North of the radio show Back of the Book, which is on alternating Sunday nights here at WBAI. And they have got up on glib.com at the moment a brief synopsis of the, an update of the situation. Update as of Sunday, November 25th, 2007. Elections are currently ongoing for the WBAI local station board. Because of the lawsuit around this election, nobody is sure what's happening now. Is the election over? Is the election still going on for another few days? It's all going to depend on what the lawsuit determines. Since no one can be sure if the balloting is over now, I think that if you are either a listener member or a staff member of WBAI and you have not yet received your ballot, then you need to immediately send an email to the local election supervisor asking for a replacement ballot. I am told that you can also reach him by leaving a message at, shall I read this number?
Yeah, why not?
212-209-2828. Once again, I am told that you can also reach him, which is the local election supervisor, to ask for a replacement ballot by leaving a message at 212-209-2828. One of the possibilities is that those who've applied for replacement ballots will, in fact, get them and be able to vote. So it's still worth trying to get one. And you should also contact Frank Lefevre, Ph.D., and ask him if you, and let him know if you didn't get a ballot and whether or not you got a replacement ballot. Dr. Lefevre is unofficially collecting the information to see if there's a pattern to the ballot non-recipient phenomenon. There has been a lawsuit filed about the way this election is being handled. Mitchell Cohen, one of the people filing the lawsuit, says, quote, "We go for court-ordered conference with WBAI's lawyers on Tuesday, November 27th, which is already passed at this point, and into court to argue for an order to show cause on November 29th. The court appearance is open to the public." End quote. "It's possible that some of the details regarding the election could change, so you'll need to keep updated. But in fact, that is the most recent update, which is on the website glib.com. And they link here to a something from which was posted by Mitchell Cohen to the Notorious Blue Board on November 16th, which reads, "Great news." And I'm not saying it's great news. I'm being detached and journalistic here. But Mitch Cohen, who posted it, says, quote, "Great news, 2 exclamation points. Judge orders ballots to be sealed and not counted until all who have filed for replacement ballots have a chance to vote. Some of that material is here in the judge's order and more in the underlying documents." Let's see. And then there's the actual court document, which was filed in Part 23 of the Supreme Court of the State of New York on November 27th at 10:30 a.m. Okay, so that's one side of the story. Now, turning to the other side of the story from the Justice and Unity website, justiceunity.org. There is, under the headline, "A Challenge to Our Right to Vote." It reads the following. "Don't allow the ACE opposition to shortchange the WBAI voting process in any way. A public hearing is scheduled for Thursday, November 29th, once again, already happened, at 10:30 a.m. at New York State Supreme Court, 80 Center Street, Manhattan, room 320, before Judge Braun. Please come out early. For updated information, check back here or call," since we're giving phone numbers over the air. If this phone number is on the internet, I assume I can give it out over the air. Once again, if you want to get the Justice and Unity side of the story, 212-591-2111. That's 212-591-2111. Brief overview, continuing from the Justice and Unity website. Brief overview. 9 people with strong affiliations to the ACE, the A-C-E. Now, just to annotate here, Max, what can you tell us what ACE stands for?
No, I can't. the Zionist Front Group, I believe, is what it stands for.
That wouldn't be a correct acronym.
Oh, okay.
The Alliance for...
Concerned Elections or...
Something like that, right? Yeah, okay. We'll look that up later.
Creepy elections.
We'll find out. We'll find that out later tonight. Okay. 9 people with strong affiliations to the ACE... The ACE endorsed slate threw me because they left out the hyphen between ACE and endorsed. From 9 people with strong affiliations to the ACE endorsed slate have filed a complaint against WBAI pertaining to the elections. Their arguments are A, that the deadline for the return of ballots should not be extended, and that the cutoff date should be November 15th as stated in the bylaws. B, that the only replacement ballots that should be issued and accepted are those that were requested by November 15th. And that C, they, the plaintiff, should get the names and addresses of all those who sent replacement ballots. Okay, I'm already confused. I thought that the litigants, the people who brought the case, wanted an extension beyond... I mean, isn't that what we just read from our Pulse website?
Maybe we should read the actual document.
I'm always very wary of reading legalese, especially over the air, live. But maybe we should do that, yes.
Because that's how you find out what it is that they're asking for.
Thoroughly confused. All right, maybe we'll do that after we finish reading this, and then maybe we'll take phone calls. What the hell, we're gluttons for punishment? Furthermore, in their complaint, they made unsubstantiated allegations against staff, claiming that workers whom they assume to be politically opposed to their views tampered with the membership list to prevent ACE lists from receiving ballots. In fact, there are Justice and Unity candidates, members, and supporters who have not received either original or replacement ballots. Okay, so we have equal opportunity.
Disenfranchisement.
Disenfranchisement, exactly.
And that's just staff. No one knows about the listeners. I mean, maybe I would reckon that 75% of listeners don't even know that they're entitled to vote or why they should or what they're voting about.
I don't know. We certainly always emphasize when they over the air during the fundraisers, when most of them, in fact, do pledge that, you know, the one of the reasons they should pledge is to have the right to vote.
Well, but it also could be argued that 9 out of 10 don't give a crap about anything that one – then what comes out of the radio, like elected government of their radio station – that's an argument that could be made.
Well, maybe you're right, but on the other hand, there are certainly an awful lot of people who are quite obsessed with the internal politics of this place, and to the point where they always want to call in and talk about it and think that we're like, you know, if we actually do radio about you know, substance in the world at large and politics and music and stuff that you're supposed to talk about on the radio as opposed to obsessing on the internal dynamics of the radio station over which you're broadcasting, that you're somehow betraying the truth.
Well, if the only audience that we have left are those who care about the internal politics of this place, maybe we should fold.
Yes, exactly. All right.
But that's merely my opinion.
To keep going. Okay. In fact, there are Justice and Unity candidates, members, and supporters who have also not received their original and replacement ballots. So, once again, equal opportunity disenfranchisement. Not exactly comforting. And while we are not a named party in the lawsuit, we believe, we being Justice and Unity, reading from their website, we believe that everyone who is entitled to a ballot should receive one and that all ballots should be counted. We strongly assert that the deadline for receiving ballots should be extended and had formally requested an extension of that deadline before the plaintiffs filed the complaint with the court on October 16th. The bylaws state that the ballot should be mailed to voters on October 15th and should be returned by November 15th, implicitly providing for a 31-day balloting timeline at the minimum. However, the ballots in this election were sent out 8 days late on October 23rd. Once again, very comforting. Justice and Unity does not believe that the WBAI membership should be shortchanged. At the very least, the 31-day timeline outlined in the bylaws should apply. To insist that the deadline should be retroactively fixed at November 15th after public announcements by the election supervisor of an extension to at least November 23rd with the knowledge that the ballots were sent out late is extremely unfair to listeners outside the ACE internet clique. Moreover, Justice and Unity maintains that while the attack on staff could be dismissed as silly and ignorant if it weren't so ugly, workers should be free from such abuse, especially from board members who have a greater responsibility to the station. We also believe that the privacy of the WBI membership should be protected and that no one other than authorized personnel should have access to membership information. Okay, and with that, it is exactly 1 o'clock in the morning on listener-supported non-commercial WBAI, broadcasting for the moment at 99.5 FM here in New York City.
Soon to be heard at 82.6.
I'm Bill Weinberg. This is the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade, and we're in the studio with Max Schmid tonight, trying to figure out what the hell is going on around here, which I confess I don't know. I'm confused. So once again, the apparently out-of-date memo, which is plastered to the walls of Master Control here, reads...
See, this, I don't even know if there's any point in reading it. It's so out-of-date, it refers to stuff that didn't happen.
Yes, but it's evidence. I'm just looking at it journalistically here. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Well, okay. You know? It's only going to confuse people.
I mean, forgive me. I'm so busy following events in Chiapas and Colombia and Iraq and Afghanistan that, you know, I'm not privy to the minutiae of what's going on here at WBAI.
Although these things are cemented on so well, I see why we have no tape around the station.
Exactly.
Someone used it all up, putting these memos everywhere.
It's practically like wallpaper. And it reads, due to a court order, please do not bring your WBAI LSB election ballots to WBAI. There will not be a drop-off of ballots on Friday, November 23rd. Please send your ballots by U.S. mail to the POB. The deadline for receiving ballots through the mail has been extended. Thank you.
Well, except that the cart we've been playing says, you know, is already supersedes that, saying don't mail any ballots. And, you know, the election's on hold. According to Mr. Dale Ratner there, on that announcement we played at the beginning of the show.
All right, now who's Dale Ratner again?
He is the local, the WBAI election supervisor.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, given Okay, so given what we just read here from Justice and Unity, they apparently are against the deadline. No. They're for the deadline being extended. They want the deadline to be extended so as to not shortchange the WBI voting process. Whereas what we just read from... Let's read one more time what it says on GLIB and see if we can figure out what's going on here. There has been a lawsuit filed about the way the election is being handled. Mitchell Cohen, one of the people filing the lawsuit, says, we go for court-ordered conference with WBI's lawyers on Tuesday, November 27th, and into court to argue for an order to show cause on November 29th. The court appearance is open to the public. It's possible that some of the details regarding the election... Well, this doesn't tell us anything. Who is we and what do they want? Okay.
And show what cause.
All right. We're going to actually go to the legal document here. We are going to, like, plunge into the unknown and read the actual legal document and see if we can wade through legalese.
Whereas.
All right. Well, here we at least know who the plaintiffs are exactly. At an IAS Part 23 of the Supreme Court of the State of New York held in and for the County of New York at the courthouse located at 80 Center Street, New York, New York, on the 16th day of November 2007, present Honorable Richard P. Braun, JSC, Justice Supreme Court, I assume, Mitchell Cohen, Robert Goldberg, Alex Steinberg, Patty Heffley, Frank Lefevre, Jamie Ross, Gail Blaze, Linda Zises and Sidney Smith, plaintiffs.
Zises.
Forgive me, Linda. Against order to show cause, Pacifica Foundation, a California corporation, DBA, WBAI Radio, Casey Peters, and Dale Ratner. Okay, so now once again, who are Dale Ratner?
Okay, Dale Ratner is the WBAI local election supervisor. Casey Peters is the national election supervisor who's in charge of the election individual station supervisors around the country.
Okay, so they are listed as the defendants. And then the text reads, upon reading and filing the affirmation of Thomas J. Hillgardner, Esquire, dated November 16, 2007, the affidavit of plaintiff Mitchell Cohen, sworn to on the 16th day of November 2007, the affidavit of Robert Goldberg, sworn to on the 16th day of November 2007, the affidavit of Linda
Zises,
sworn to on the 16th day of November 2007, the exhibits annexed hereto, and upon all the proceedings had herein heretofore, let defendants or counsel show cause before this court and an IAS Part 23 of the Supreme Court of the State of New York in and for the County of New York, located at 80 Center Street, room 320 thereof. On the 29th,
why don't we get to the five clauses here?
Five clauses?
Well, I don't know. I mean, what is it they're asking for?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. All right. Okay. 10:30 a.m. that day or soon thereafter, as counsel may be heard as to why an order should not be made, colon. Okay. A colon. That's a good sign. Maybe we're getting to some actual substance here. A. Pursuant to CPLR, and this is one of those weird legal signs.
Colin Powell, legal representative. No.
I would venture to guess not.
Oh.
CPLR, weird legal widget, 6301, granting plaintiffs a preliminary injunction against the defendants to prevent them from counting the ballots of the WBII delegate election until all qualified voters who have not received ballots are given ballots and are provided with a reasonable opportunity to cast them. B. Any and such other further relief that to this court seems just and proper under the premises. Sufficient cause appearing, therefore, is hereby ordered that pending the hearing of this motion, defendants Pacifica, Peters, and Ratner are hereby directed to take custody of all ballots that have been returned by mail by November 15, 2007 from the post office, not to count them, and to place them in a securely taped and sealed box with three signatures across the tape, including the signatures of Peter or Ratner or both of them, and it is further ordered that service by personal delivery of a copy of this order to show cause and the papers in support thereof, together with service of the summons and complaint upon the defendants on or before the 17th day of November 2007, shall be deemed good and sufficient notice of this application. Signed, Justice Richard P. Braun, JSC. Did you understand that at all? I sure didn't. All right, so both sides here claim to be protecting the right of everybody to vote and accusing the other side of trying to disenfranchise large swaths of the WBAI membership. And it doesn't make a lick of sense whatsoever. So, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take
Play
phone
music?
Calls. No, we're going to take phone calls. And we are going to invite the partisans from either side to this conflict, from the so-called ACE. And by the way, what the hell does ACE stand for? We'll see if we can find out.
Acronyms, cronyisms, and
certainly, yes, acronyms, certainly that would be appropriate. An acronym, the first letter of which actually stands for the word acronym. Here, let's do a search for WBAI and ACE and see what comes up. Alliance for Community Election. There we go. Yes, yes, very politically correct name. As is Justice and Unity. Everybody has politically correct names. So,
like they say in advertising.
Exactly.
You emphasize, oh, never mind.
Accentuate the positive.
Accentuate the negative.
So, three people are calling in each other already. So, we invite people from both sides, from the ACE and the so-called, you know, listserv or the independents or the opposition or the faction not currently in charge or whatever the hell they're calling themselves, and from Justice and Unity and the faction currently in charge or whatever they're calling themselves or whatever other people call them, call us, call whatever. Call us, that's right, at 212-209-2900 and see if you can explain to us exactly what the hell is going on here, because frankly, we have no idea whatsoever. WBAI.
No, no, you can't hit that one.
I can't hit
work.
That one, it doesn't work. Oh,
you got to hit one that's blinking.
Like many, no, I thought I did hit one that's blinking, didn't I? Okay, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
I am a listener member, and I brought my replacement ballot to the station on November the 15th, which was the first last cutoff date, to make a silly pun. And I left it with Dale Ratner, who put it in the safety box. Actually, I didn't see him. I saw him, you know, bend to his knee and work the combination lock, and then I turned my back and left. I got home within the hour. That was about 8. I got home about 9 o'clock, and I turned the station on, and there is Dale Ratner saying there was a cart announcing that the date had been moved forward to the 23rd.
Okay, so what? I mean, you still got yours in. You voted.
Okay, no. So what is the statement you were reading from R. Paul Martin's website?
Mm-hmm.
Said something about if you handed in a replacement ballot on that date, it might not be counted, and you can vote again, or worse to that effect.
Wait, I don't believe it said that. It didn't say anything like that, did it? No, it didn't.
Oh, so in other words, my vote is in, and there's no need for me to get another replacement ballot to vote.
Well, look, I certainly can't say for sure that...
Well, here's a problem that I can cite as having happened. Some people who actually did receive ballots were somehow erroneously reported as to have not received ballots, and replacement ballot was issued to some of these people, which may have invalidated the one that they had already mailed in with their votes. And that leaves, and the replacement ballot, having arrived after the deadline, is now in limbo, as is their original vote. So, I mean, this thing just gets more and more of a mess as it goes through its various permutations.
Ain't democracy grand. 212-209-2900 is the number. Please call. 212-209-2900 is the number. And, you know, it's okay if we get other phone calls from people who are confused and befuddled like us, but we'd really like some people out there to call who think they know what's going on, who can enlighten our asses. WBAI, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? No, you're not. Okay, calling Mitchell Cohen, calling Bob Lederer. You guys out there, tell us what the hell is going on. WBAI, you're on the air. Hello?
Yes. This is Monroe.
So we've noticed.
Well, thank you. I wish you'd have a better attitude.
Hi, Monroe.
Hello.
How's that?
the Max Schmid, yes. This is my question.
Stay alive, Monroe.
I have hardly heard from Dale Ratner saying how many people applied for a possible replacement votes. So the question is, did one person call, like George, or go there, or did 5, 10, 100, 1,000, and so forth? So the question I have fundamentally in regard to that is an answer from him as to how many people applied for replacement votes.
Well, sadly, he's not with us tonight, and I don't know if he could answer that. If you were.
Dale, if you're out there listening, give us a call. 212-209-2900. That's 212-209-2900. WBAI, you're on the air. No, you're not. Okay, Dale, are you out there? WBAI, you're on the air. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Speak.
Yeah, I just want to throw this out in the ether. The building that houses the War Resisters League is most likely going to have to be sold because they don't have the money to fix problems with the building. Maybe somebody from BAI should contact them.
And where are they located?
They're on Lower Broadway. You know, the Peace Building.
They're a block away from Broadway. They're 339 Lafayette Street.
Yeah, that's right.
Corner of Houston. Corner of Bleecker, one block north of Houston.
But they are probably going to be forced to work something out with that building because they don't have the money to do the renovations, and maybe BAI could work something out with them.
Is it on top of a subway line?
Yes,
it is.
Oh, well, that's not great for broadcasting, but...
Well, it's not that on top of it where I think you're going to get from the top of the building.
It's directly on top of the 6 line, actually.
Oh, and it's something that should be saved. I mean, it's worth a try. It's worth checking in.
Well, perhaps so.
If
we had money for a down payment.
It's directly on top of the Lexington Avenue line. But... yeah, but that is a very interesting observation, actually. There might be the possibilities here for some kind of convergence, given that, I think that maybe moving, even though I hate this premises with a passion, for various reasons, its whole police state atmosphere among them, I'm not sure that economically it really does make sense for WBAI to move.
Well, there are a number of obstacles to leaving anytime soon. First of all, the lease, which is probably the least of them. But the fact that it's going to cost millions of dollars that we haven't begun to think about getting or putting aside.
Nonetheless, it's true that the War Resisters League, which has been 339 Lafayette Street for many, 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 many years, is looking for a new home, and maybe there can be some kind of convergence or cooperation with WBAI in terms of, maybe us taking over their building if we actually did have the money to fix it up, or the two of us going together for some new space, whether owning or renting. And that would have interesting cultural and political ramifications because it would sort of perhaps... bring BAI back towards its pacifist roots, which I think would be a good thing. WBAI, you're on the air. Turn down the radio. Turn down the radio. Now, speak up. Hello.
Hello, Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Bill from Queens. I don't know where to start. In September, I received a notification from WBAI, from Pacifica, saying that my membership had expired in June. At the top of the notification, it said third request, but that was a lie. It was the first request.
Request for what?
Request to renew my membership.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, later...
Well, rather than a lie, it might be more charitable to say that it was an error. Not everything is malicious. There is such a thing as incompetence, you know.
Yeah, but I'm upset, so I called it a lie.
Oh, okay.
Now, since then, I have by credit card, so they got the money. I've donated $200 to the station, and I still don't have a ballot. And
when did you renew?
209-2828 is one thing I can do. But do you have any other advice for me?
What date did you renew? You had to be a member by, I think, August 31st in order to be eligible for this particular round of elections.
Yeah, but since they did not notify me in a timely fashion, I feel that that date should not apply in my case.
That was
not my mistake. That was their mistake.
Hmm.
I disagree with you, but I'm not going to argue the point with you either. Either you should know the exact moment your subscription lapses and never let that happen.
Yeah.
You should be giving money every fund drive so that your subscription is always 10 years in advance.
Okay. Well, once again, we're still getting calls from our fellow befuddled. I wish we would get somebody out there, not necessarily from somebody who actually knows what they're talking about. That would be asking too much. But from somebody who thinks they know what they're talking about, as opposed to somebody who's actually looking to us, who are admittedly befuddled, for some kind of guidance. Okay, WBAI, you're on the air.
Yes, hello.
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 Yeah, I was wondering, it isn't just the elections that are a problem. In the past, when things didn't go well, a lot of people, such as myself, couldn't send the money. I just felt that it wasn't going to be used well. But that's just one thing. I wanted to also ask, what do you do when something like Democracy Now had an agreement with the Pacifica main person, I guess chief executive, and out of all the monies that go to Pacifica from New York, I'm told that $400,000, instead of going to BAI, has to go to Pacifica.
Well, what does this have to do with Democracy Now? You're not making a whole lot of sense. Pacifica collects a tithe from each of the member stations amounting to, I forget if it's 15-20% of their income in order to run the network functions, including such things as the music licensing, broadcast licensing, and centralized legal services and whatever else it takes to run a nationwide organization, including the national staff. So that is why the stations have to send whatever their percentage is to run central services. Now, it's been, you know, it's. I think it may be up to 20% at this point. It's been lower. And there are always fights over how much should be paid by the stations to the central government, as it were, and how independent the stations are or how much of a network it is. These are questions that are ongoing all the time. How it relates to your question, I'm not entirely sure, because it wasn't clear to me what you were asking.
That isn't. You didn't understand what I was saying.
I guess not.
No, you didn't. But let's forget that. That's not important.
Okay. Well, you brought it up.
No, I want it because I realize you don't understand what I was saying. I didn't say it properly. Anyway, what I wanted to say was we're in a big city, New York City. We have a great, great, great airwave. Everything about New York is great. When they moved from 39th...
That's not true.
Imus is back.
Big. It just means big. We are big. You could get a lot of listeners here if you had the right programming. You do not have the right programming. And also, $1 million...
Well, for starters, you know, I don't particularly want the right programming. You know, I mean,
But do you want the wrong programming?
Well, look, when the right programming to bring in lots of listeners and, you know, playing to the lowest common denominator, look, we could, like, air Imus and have lots of listeners. But I think there's something...
Why? It doesn't work for ABC.
Why? They don't have lots of listeners?
No.
Oh?
Not with Imus. Never mind.
Look, I think there's something to be said for doing something.
Can we get Ron Kuby? There would be an
idea. I think there's something to be said for doing something which is, you know, intelligent and a cut above, and dare I say it, even a tad esoteric. Tuesday at midnight, you know, just because there ought to be a place on the airwaves in New York City for people to do that.
Well, okay, but maybe there should be more of those.
What do you mean? We're lucky to have one.
Oh, you're the only good show on BAI?
No.
That's what it sounds like you're saying.
No. I'm not saying that at all. But certainly we're not going to have more. If you're arguing for radio, which is going to, you know, get more listeners and bring in more money, it would certainly be quite counterproductive to have more programming, which is sort of obsessively esoteric the way the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade is. Wouldn't it? I mean, we are certainly the mirror image of, you know, Imus or Howard Stern not necessarily the mirror image of Ron Kuby, but certainly we're not, you know, that slick. We're, you know, raggedy around the edges. We cough on the air, you know, and I like us that way. And there ought to be a place on the airways for that, even if it is, you know, after midnight on a Tuesday night.
If the audience disagrees to the point that they don't call up and make a pledge?
Well, look, we sort of hold our own
You talking about this show or are you talking about the station as a whole at this point?
Both.
I mean,
we don't hold up our end, or we wouldn't be in debt to the national office. We wouldn't fail at every marathon.
Well, I meant
holding our own, and this is the problem.
Well, I meant that more so than for you.
Okay, well, see, now you know you're mixing,
yes.
And a lot of shows hold their own.
Okay, but
one of your favorite people that we were talking about earlier, who used to raise a hell of a lot of money for the station, and you didn't think he should be on the air.
Well, yeah, but Max, that sort of goes right to my point, and you know, I'll say his name because he's not a producer here anymore, so I believe I'm at liberty to say the name of Gary Dull.
That's not his name, but...
but everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Well, okay.
So, look, but Max, I mean, okay, you're right. He brought in a lot of bread, but that sort of makes my point. You're sort of making my point for me, that the way...
That we should... Okay.
The way you bring in bread, unfortunately, is by playing to the lowest common denominator. That's what works. But there ought to be a place on the airwaves, even if it doesn't bring in a lot of bread.
But who's going to pay for it? Who's going to pay for it? There ought to be a place for every crackpot.
Okay, so let's get rid of me.
That's why we have call-in shows.
Let's get rid of me. Fine.
Well, we're not talking about you.
But I am talking about the more show.
But you know, you keep bouncing between talking about you and talking about BAI.
Well, yeah, but
you are one of 200 components of WBAI.
But I'm talking about the late-night cranks at BAI, so to speak, such as, for instance, the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade, such as, for instance, Mass Backwards. Such as, for instance, the Golden Age of Radio. Such as, for instance, Back of the Book.
Okay. Now let's name, 20 other shows that fulfill nothing in particular. Never mind.
Why don't we take another phone call or two, shall we? WBAI at 212-209-295. Have I got that right?
Yeah, you can point to all the isolated good shows.
Zero.
Yeah.
Right, but they're not going to bring in money. That's my point is you think they're good, I think they're good, but the most lucrative show around here was one which I felt was really bad. Gary Null. I mean,
but not everyone agreed with you.
Well, yes, obviously most people disagreed with me. But,
so maybe you're the one who's wrong.
Ah, well, then screw me. I'll give up my show and we can...
Well, you have to give up your show because you don't like Gary Null? What is this, the cult of Amy?
WBAI, you're on the air. No, you're not. WBAI, you're on the air.
That's good. That was good, Bill. I'll say, screw you. Give up your show. Leave.
WBAI,
you don't think he was going to say something beyond that?
Well, I'm sorry. He's forfeited his right to speak on this show, as far as I'm concerned. He's a recidivist. WBAI, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Are you there or not? Oh, no, you again? Another recidivist. It's all the recidivists.
Go to Cuba. Oh.
WBAI, you're on the air.
Hello there.
Hello.
Patty Heffley here.
Oh, hi, Patty. Hello. So can you explain what's going on, Patty, in the 4 minutes remaining to us?
We'll bring over some good punk records and we'll just have a good time.
Yeah, I have some great punk records.
Explain what's going on according to your, point of view.
Well, there's limitations on speech on the lawsuit because it's still in process. But basically, a lot of people didn't get their ballots, like myself. I requested a ballot twice and got nothing by the 15th, as did many, many people. So that's why their court case was brought forward, that the people that have not been able to get representation, be able to vote, could vote. And so this is why the court case happened. They sealed the ballots on the 16th there because all the people walked in the ballots on that one day that, if they didn't get a ballot, they could come in there. And so that was it. At the same time, this guy, Casey Peters, the national election supervisor, he extended the election for another week. But this is even before the ballots were counted, so nobody even knows if they made quorum or not. But some of the issue, I think, with that is that also this next week, in my opinion, this is was filled with these carts on the air condemning certain groups of people like this, that the mailing they received that complained that the Democracy Now! Contract had not been signed. And
is this the ACE mailing?
Yeah, the ACE mailing said something about Democracy Now! Contract had not been signed. Well, you know what? Nobody I've ever asked knew that it got signed either. It should have been a press release and big excitement if they were proud of it and not be never mentioned. But, you know, there's so much misinformation that's passed out through these election times, 6 million downloads. You know, that's like 14,000 a day or 18,000. That's impossible. You know, there's a lot of misinformation coming out of everybody's mouth in these elections. A lot of people don't know the first thing about the station or what's wrong. The station cannot pay its bills. It's going to be, the foundation is going to be $850,000 deficit at the end of fiscal year 08.
All right, the Pacifica Foundation.
Yes, but that's...
All right, now how much is that is due to BAI dragging
well,
its...
Well, I think WBAI is behind about $400,000 this last fiscal year or close to it, and it's going to be... it's already behind this.
All right. Well, listen, Patty, can you explain to us what this whole confusion over the elections is about? Who is demanding what here in terms of the
people are demanding that the cutoff date, I think is what it is, the cutoff date. They're trying to negotiate because there's a lot of confusion.
Well, yes, exactly. I'm confused. Both sides here are saying we demand that every ballot be counted, and the other side is trying to obstruct.
So as usual.
What the hell is going on, Patty?
The reason that is the case is because legally the last date was the 15th or 16th. Now, the next week where, you know, they said, oh, continue to send in your ballots and all this sort of stuff, extends it for some people.
Why? Well, what do you mean for some people?
People who already had ballots, I guess.
People who already had ballots, but other people didn't receive any ballots. Like, I just got mine.
Okay, but this isn't answering the question.
The question is, why don't we want to leave it to the end, or why isn't it just let everybody vote and vote until whenever?
No. Who is demanding that there be an extension, and who is demanding that that ballots before a certain date not be counted?
The court case is asking that. This is what they're in negotiations, which I can't really talk about because it's in negotiations.
All right. So in other words, you're going to leave us completely confused.
Just the main thing is that there's a lot of problems with this election.
Well, that much we've gathered.
I understand that, and they're trying to get some kind of clarification. There's negotiations on trying to figure out, I think, because I cannot talk about it, to figure out, like, you know, how this happened. For example, it would be a good idea to know why this happened. There are people that volunteered, gave money, and are on the board and never received a ballot.
Please remember that this program is supported by the listener members of WBAI New York. If you like what you hear, please consider becoming a member of WBAI or renewing if you've already joined. Basic membership is $25, but we accept any amount. Help us keep free speech alive.